Yevamos Perk Dalad Mishnah Ches 4:8. In the previous Mishnah, we said that one who performs chalitza, we treat it as if he had married and then divorced her. I mean that the prohibited relationships that would have been there if he actually had married her will continue with her certain relatives. Our Mishnah is going to discuss what happens if one of those certain relatives now fall to him for Yibum. And then we'll contrast that with not that prohibition as a rabbinic prohibition to her relatives. But we'll contrast that with what happens if it actually was a Doraisa prohibition. So the Mishnah says, Hacholitz le'evimto, if one performs chalitza to his Yevama, so the families here are, let's say there are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and their two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And Reuven marries Rachel, and then Reuven dies, leaving Rachel to perform chalitza, or Yibum, with one of the brothers, Shimon and Levi. And let's say that Shimon is the one who performs chalitza. Hacholetz le'evimto. He performs chalitza to the woman who's waiting for him, meaning Rachel, the widow of Reuven. So now we said that, in the previous mission we said that since she has another relative, her sister Leah, that woman Leah would be forbidden to Shimon, rabbinically, as if he had been married to Rachel and then divorced her, as if, and therefore it's as if she is like the sister of his ex-wife. Now, after that happens, Venasa Achiv es Achosa. His brother, meaning Reuven and Shimon's brother, Levi, marries her sister, meaning Rachel's sister, Leah. So Leah and Levi marry one another. And then Vameis, says the Mishnah, Levi dies. So now Levi dying leaves Leah to do Yibum or Chalitza with Levi's brother. Levi has just one brother, Shimon. Shimon's already forbidden to marry Leah because of the chalitz he performs with Leah's sister Rachel. So since there's a rabbinic prohibition for Shimon to marry Leah, he won't be able to perform Yibum. Instead, he can only perform chalitza. And that's what the Mishnah says, Choletzes v'lo misyabemes. He must perform chalitza because there's a da'oraisa zika. There's no denying that Leah needs to have Yibum or chalitza done to her because her husband Levi died without any children. But since Shimon has a pre-existing rabbinic prohibition to marry her because he performed chalitza with her sister Rachel, he can't do Yibum, therefore he does just chalitza. In contrast, says the Mishnah, and the word here, the next word in the Mishnah says v'chein. Now v'chein means the same principle applies. However, the Gemara on Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph says no, it shouldn't say v'chein, the same principle, it should say aval, meaning in contrast. Now we're going to contrast the case where we have not a rabbinic prohibition to perform Yibum, but rather a Doraisa prohibition to perform Yibum with a certain woman. So then what happens? So here, the family tree, let's say you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, two sisters, Rachel and Leah, and Reuven now marries Rachel. That's a starting point. Okay? And Shimon will be married to Leah in a second. So the Mishnah says, Hamagaris es ishto. If one divorces his wife, so Reuven, who had been married to Rachel, now divorces her. Now, since they were really married, Reuven is forbidden to marry Rachel's sister Leah on a Doraisa level. And therefore, what happens if Venasa Achiv es Achosa, if Reuven's brother Shimon marries his ex-wife Rachel's sister Leah, so Shimon and Leah are married, Reuven could never marry Leah mid-Doraisa because she is his ex-wife's sister. Vameis, if Shimon should die, and by Shimon dying without any children, he leaves Leah to perform Yibum or Chalitza. So if the Harezu Patur Min HaChalitza Min HaYibum, Reuven certainly can't do it. He can perform neither Yibum nor Chalitza because since Leah is forbidden to him Mido Oraisa as Achos Ishto, as his ex-wife's sister, that's a Doraisa, because he really was married to Rachel. Therefore, Leah will never fall to Reuven. If there are other brothers, she'll fall to them. If there are no other brothers, she's free to marry whoever she wants. She has no zika to anybody. And that's contrasting this Doraisa prohibition of Reuven and Leah getting together in contrast with the previous case of just it being a Derabanan.